From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Attorney General Eric Holder says a civilian trial of five suspected terrorists in the September 11th attacks will not fail. Holder testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Critics say Holder's decision to move the terrorists out of Guantanamo Bay to New York City to stand trial is wrong. Holder says the reasoning is sound.
The 9/11 attacks were both an act of war and a violation of our federal criminal law, and they could have been prosecuted in either federal courts or military commissions.
Holder added Americans should not fear anything that will be said at the trial by alleged September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The attorney general also discussed the shooting this month at the Army's Fort Hood post that left 13 people dead. Holder says he was disturbed to find out that accused shooter Nidal Hassan had contacted an extreme imam who was overseas. The Iraqi government's plans to hold parliamentary elections in January are in disarray. One of Iraq's vice presidents has vetoed the country's long-delayed election law. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
The veto came from Sunni Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi, one of the three members of Iraq's presidency council who has the power to reject acts of parliament. Hashimi said plans for the election didn't give enough representation to millions of Iraqis living outside the country, most of whom are Sunnis. The veto means that Iraq's parliament must take up the measure again, a process that could take days. Iraq's Independent Election Commission says further delays could push the election past the constitutional deadline of January 31st. Election officials say they've suspended all their preparations for the vote. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki called the delay a big threat to the political process. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
In Miami, a sentencing hearing is being held today and tomorrow for five men from Miami's Liberty City section convicted of terrorism. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The five men were convicted in May of supporting terrorism, a conviction that came after two earlier trials ended with hung juries. The men were charged with plotting to bomb federal buildings in Miami and topple Chicago's Sears Tower. Federal officials conceded the group posed no real threat, that their plans were, quote, aspirational, not operational. The government's case relied on informants who posed as members of al-Qaeda and offered the men guns, vehicles, and cash. In exchange, the men took an oath of allegiance to al-Qaeda, an oath that was captured on video and which was presented as key evidence in the trial. Prosecutors are asking the judge to impose the maximum sentence possible on each of the five men. In the case of leader Narciso Batiste, that would be 70 years in prison. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 60 points. It's at 10,376. The Nasdaq is down 20 points. It is at 2183. The S&P 500 is down 5 at 1104. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department reports today housing starts fell sharply in the United States last month. The drop was 10.6%. Danielle Carson reports.
Congress did approve an extension for the first-time homebuyer's tax credit earlier this month, and that's a good thing, according to Celia Chen, housing economist with MoodysEconomy.com.
I think at this point in the housing cycle, conditions still remain very fragile. Home sales are weak, demand is weak for housing, and it's important that there's some sort of support for the housing sector.
In fact, Chen thinks housing starts could rally down the road.
This may be just a one-month anomaly. Now that the tax credit has been extended, that will probably lift demand a little bit in the next several quarters.
But for now, analysts say the latest numbers are a blow to the housing market, which was showing glimmers of stabilizing after a three-year slump. The housing sector is flooded with foreclosed homes, and the number of foreclosure sales is expected to top 2 million by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The space shuttle Atlantis has successfully docked with the International Space Station. The crew will transfer tons of spare parts from the Atlantis's cargo bay to the station over the next several days. When the shuttle is ready to return next week, astronaut Nicole Stott will ride along. She has been aboard the International Space Station for nearly 3 months. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd is now the longest-serving lawmaker in congressional history. He has served for 56 years, 320 days. The Democrat was first elected to the House of Representatives in 1952. 6 years later, he was elected to the Senate and has served there ever since. He will be 92 years old on Friday. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.